Hi, everyone. Welcome. You are tuned in to The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge from the Heart City of Valentine, Nebraska, trying to lower your blood pressure and help out your day.
Laughter is the best medicine, and we hope that you get a little chuckle out of some of the things we have today.
That's right. In the meantime, we want to make sure that you know that WW Tire Service, they are saying safe driving for the holidays. They have 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Also, Happy New Year from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Historic Medora. Find them on Facebook and follow at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Happy Holidays from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Also from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis. Randy Tinnell and his family and staff say Happy 2024.
And if your morning cup of coffee needs a little perk, well, Tri-State Livestock News might be able to help you out. They're packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot better. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News out of Bellevue, South Dakota. It is what ranchers read. And Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff today?
Actually, I have something that has been submitted by Julie French from Ortonville, Minnesota. And this is actually shared with permission from Big Books, Little Ears. Last week, I seriously said, without a drop of sarcasm, make sure to buy the family-sized bag of holiday M&Ms, because if the world ends, we'll want chocolate. This year has been a lot. Christmas 2023 is a lot. I don't need to tell you why. Seems like every 4 to 6 hours, something happens in our life or the lives of those we love or in the world that makes us say, wow, that's a lot. This morning, I was thinking about how much a lot life is right now and having a bit of a pity party for all of us who are in charge of making the holidays happen in our homes. And then I started thinking about the very first Christmas. Traveling to your husband's ancestral home because of an oppressive ruling class wants to count how many of your people still exist is a lot. Being 9 months pregnant is always a lot, totally independent of what century you are in. Giving birth in a barn without your mama, that is a lot. The first Christmas was a lot all around. Yet in the midst of all of that, there was inconceivable peace. So 2023 is a lot, but it isn't the first time Jesus' birthday is going to be celebrated in the midst of a lot. Then, just like now, God's promises endure. Joy has come to the world, even though life is a lot. Take heart, the first Christmas was a lot too. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Again, Julie French sent that, and it is an excerpt from Big Books, Little Ears.
All right, thanks, Julie. I have some more of those New Year's jokes and puns that we probably should share.
Oh, I like those, yeah.
My grandparents had resolutions like donating more time and money to charities. I've decided to make my own coffee once a week.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, that's bad. Boob. My New Year's resolution is to stop hanging out with people who ask me about my New Year's resolution.
What did the little champagne bottle call his father?
Pop.
What's a cow's favorite holiday?
Moo Year's Eve. And what do farmers give their wives at midnight on New Year's Eve?
Hogs and kisses.
Oh, you're right. And an optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old one leaves. Okay, we're getting closer to time here, but I've got a few more things that I'm going to see if I can poke in here. I've got my very last card from Trash Talk by Annie. Ty Gracie shared these with us a while back, and this is the last one. We can't all look good at the same time. It's either me, the kids, or the house. Thanks so much for sharing all of those. They are Trash Talk by Annie, and they have been a lot of fun. So a man goes swimming in the ocean, but he gets sucked out to sea. A boat passes by and tells him to climb board, but he says, I have faith. God will save me. The Coast Guard comes by with a rescue helicopter and tells him to climb the ladder up, but he says, I have faith. God will save me. The man is now getting tired, but thankfully a dolphin swims under him and starts to carry him to shore. But the man pushes the dolphin away, saying, I have faith. God will save me. The man dies and goes to heaven. He asks God, why didn't you save me? God replies, I tried. I sent a ship, a helicopter, and I even sent a dolphin. I know some of you may have already heard that, but it is definitely bears repeating. Talk about total faith, right, Mike?
That's right. And we want to thank everybody for listening to The Good Stuff.